I have for council's consideration, change order number three for Milton Library. I think you got a copy of that. And basically, there were two items that had to be added to the contract as a result of the fire marshal's final inspection there. They had to put a baseboard heater in the stairwell because the stairwell was unheated, and there's sprinklers in there. Second thing is there was a short structural wall that needed to be retained, which blocked a view of the strobe and horn for notifying people if there was a fire emergency in the building. So one had to be added, and the total cost of that change order is $500. It increases the contract from $723,457 to $723,957. Just as a note, we're still under, we haven't even changed the contract 1% at this point, so we're well under that, even with this change order. And I can answer any questions or...
What does that $700,000 represent? Not the entire second floor project.
$723,000 is the construction cost of the second floor project, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Any questions from council?
How many square feet is that second floor?
I don't quite remember, but it's the whole second floor. The county did an addition to it maybe 5-6 years ago, and when they did, they did not finish the second floor. Only the first floor was done, and that was strictly an addition to the library for books and those areas. This was an implementation of a plan to add study rooms to the second floor, add a very large meeting room to accommodate the larger crowds they have in the summer with kids programs, and to provide a small kitchen for social events that the town sometimes holds there. So, how many?
About
5,000 square feet then. Pretty good size building, but it's got a lot of special parts to it.
Mm-hmm. 700,000, we already have a few square feet.
Have you got a motion, Mr. Archer?
Yes, I do. Precious. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Studio Jade, that change order number three for the Sussex County project number 07-04 Milton Library second floor completion be approved, which increases the contract amount by $500 for a new total of $723,957.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion second to approve the change order read by Mr. Archant. Any discussion? Not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on down, Mr.
Hi, Mr. Hawks. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon. I have three items for your consideration today. I think they're all three on a positive note. The first is Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. I have a substantial completion motion, which is indicates the contract work is complete, and we have some contractual items required by our funding agency to move forward with. We will be coming to council with a balancing change order that will deal with the finances of the project that will be on a favorable note as well, but this basically deals with the contract being substantially complete and retainage issues.
All right, any questions? Could you read the motion, Mr. Hawks?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the consulting engineers Whitman Record and Associates LLP and the engineering department that Sussex County Council grants substantial completion effective July 28, 2009 for Sussex County contract number 08-05 Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District to AP Kroll and Son, and that final payment may be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the substantial completion motion read by Mr. Hawks. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next item is Pump Station 31 improvements. Mr. Izzo alluded earlier to a project that was done in the Route 54 corridor in Fenwick Island where we upgraded a pumping station. It was constructed originally back in the early 1980s, so we were doing some upgrades to the facility, and we also upgraded some of the performance characteristics of that pumping station. And that project, this would be the balancing change order for that project with Hopkins Construction, and it is a favorable to the contract for that. We're also going to introduce as part of that that the project there is also substantially complete.
Okay, any questions? Read the motion, Mr. Hawks.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant Whitman Reckward and Associates LLP that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract 08-04 pump station 31 improvements with Hopkins Construction Inc. be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $2,060.00 for a new contract total of $294,700, and substantial completion be granted effective June 30th, 2009, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Could I get that motion, please?
You got it.
And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the balance and change order as read by Mr. Hawks. Any questions? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The third item is Angola Sanitary Sewer District. It was somewhat absent from your discussion on the ocean outfall issues, but the Angola Sewer District is one that we're getting ready to start. That will be transmitted to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility as well for treatment. The project has been bid, the first phase of it. We're going to have approximately five contracts. It's a rather large geographic area, and there is some traffic concerns in the area, so we can't inundate the area with construction. We still, you know, have got to maintain, you know, a passable area and for emergency vehicles, so we deal with these contracts on an individual basis to accommodate those things. We have a contract, and we have a recommendation for award for the first contract.
Is that Angola by the Bay? Does that include Angola by the Bay?
This contract, mm-hmm. number one, does not include Angola mm-hmm. by the Bay. Mm-hmm. That will be in a future contract, and we'll be back in front of you probably late fall.
Okay. So when they people from there call me, should I have them call you?
Absolutely. I talk with them all the time.
Okay.
We try to keep the folks informed, and we just sent out a newsletter within the last 2 weeks.
All right.
So I'll try to be sure that the council gets that newsletter that may be beneficial to you. It describes construction schedules and mm-hmm. things like that.
All right, Mr. Hawks, let me hear that motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman Reckward and Associates LLP and the engineering department that Sussex County project number 09-08 Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Road, Camp Arrowhead Road, pump station 315 and 316 be awarded to American Paving of Eden, Maryland at the alternate bid to amount of $4,377,901.60, contingent upon receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Can I get that motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
And a second, please?
I'll second the motion, but I got a question. You're saying that in this letter from Mike Izzo, to Mike Izzo from the things that is pending the county attorney's approval of the American Paving Corporation's bidding documents, financial statements, and the DENREC's approval of their bid package? Has that already been approved?
That's a normal part of our process. The county attorney reviews our bidding process to make sure we're in compliance with state law.
Okay.
The county attorney, assistant county attorney, I should say, has those documents. We've received no indication so far that we're not within the compliance. I don't know that we actually have his letter back at the moment.
But you wouldn't award the thing until you got that.
The stuff. Funding agency requires our legal counsel's approval, so that's part of a package.
Okay.
The funding agency will not give us an approval without that.
Thank you.
Mr. Hawks, it looks like the low bid was roughly 17% less than the next lowest bid, $1 million less than the engineer's estimate. Is there any concern on your part that they've kind of cut this thing a little too close and we're going to be facing a bunch of change orders down the road?
Had we have not done very successful projects with American Paving in the past, I would say yes. The principals at American Paving are the same ones that we've dealt with in Miller Creek and the same ones that we've dealt with in Cedar Neck. I think Mr. Cole could attest to the Cedar Neck project being successful on Cedar Neck Road, very difficult construction. These guys do know what they're doing. The economic climate being what it is, I'm sure if we gave them the opportunity, they'd like to have some of that money back. There's no question about that. But they have never defaulted on a project with the county, and we would not see that happening here.
They got a good track record with us.
The users basically will get a good deal as a result of this number. And you have to understand also that our engineering numbers are conservative because we have to be. But no, it is a good price. And if it were somebody from out of town or somebody that we weren't familiar with, we would be probing very hard to make sure that this project would be accomplished within that general budget.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Are there any further questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Hawks. Ms. Webb?
Thank you. First grant tonight, Town of Dewey Beach.
I'd like to give them, they got those trees. It's a harsh environment there in Dewey Beach. You ever been there on a Saturday night, Sam?
Oh, yes.
The trees take a beating.
They're abused.
I think we need to help. Plant some trees. I'd like to give them $1,000 to buy some new trees.
I'm going to try to have a collection plate when these people come in and visit, because I don't get good at them. So.
Are you seconding the motion, Sam?
No, sir.
I have a motion and a second by Ms. Deaver to approve $1,000 from Mr. Cole's account to help Dewey Beach with their tree restoration along Coastal Highway. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Shekinah Empowerment Center.
Who was that?
Yeah, what is that?
Mr. Wilson, I believe.
Mr. Wilson.
What was the statement again? What was the comment?
This is you.
I know I'm Mr. Wilson, but I haven't figured it out.
Number two on the agenda there, Grant. Share his agenda
sure,
there.
Sure, here. Sure, sure.
Okay. What, could you tell us about it? What is it?
I
don't know what it is.
For this program, is the prison recidivism.
Jane, is she here?
Somebody's here. Apparently.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell us as quick as you can what goes on there.
It's a prison reentry.
Take your time. Don't worry about what George tells you.
We are trying to keep it to 3 minutes.
Okay, I'll try and keep it for you.
Thank you.
Yep.
What Shekinah Empowerment is we're a resource center. We have GED programs. We have the food programs. And we're a community resource center. But the prison reentry program, we bring the prisoners. We met with Warden Edels. We bring the prisoners from the prison within 6 months prior to their being released. We bring them there. We do GED programs, computer programs. And what we have found in the past year is that in addition to these services, we're finding it's necessary, because of transportation problems, we take them out to look for jobs, helping them with writing resumes.
No, go ahead, keep on going.
Writing resumes. It takes more than the one day that we had budgeted and planned for this program. We have two people on our staff who have went to the Department of Education, received the training to do the GED portion, and give them the TABE test and things of that nature. We have those instructors that come in and help us with the program. We find that it doesn't help just having a program for them to counseling program, but with the system being the way it is, in order for them to come out and make a change in their life, they have to have that educational piece. We find that the majority of them are not, don't have the education, don't have the...
You work with the prison right out here?
Yes.
Right, primarily. I mean,
Definitely, only.
Just here in Georgetown. Okay, that's... Right. A lot of times we try to make sure the money we spend stays in Sussex County.
Yeah, it's enough taking care of what we have right here. And the recidivism program right now, our statistics saying we're like 75% of the individuals that come out go right back in. Of the 30 people that have been in our program, only four have returned to the prison.
Tell us that again, Jane.
What? Of the 30 people that we have, only four have gone.
The 30 you've worked with, only four came back.
Only four have gone back.
And it cost us roughly about $30,000 to put a person in prison.
Per person, yes.
That's $900,000.
Correct.
You saved us roughly... Oh,
well, Sam, since the prison's in your district, how much do you want to give them?
Let's give her 500.
Make a motion, we give 500 for Mr. Wilson's.
I think it's a good investment myself.
I can put in 250. I got a feeling.
Thank you very much.
This is, I assume these people come all over the county, don't tell me. They're not Georgetown.
Oh, yes. And see, what I didn't get to say is that even though these prisoners have been released, we don't stop. We continue to work with them even after their release. So we have individuals in Seaford. We have some that are in Lewis. We have some that are in Millsboro who come and, that receive the services from us.
And no, that you make
I'll
better
citizens. I'll give 250.
You okay. Make better citizens out when they do get out.
I can add 200 out of my little account.
Why don't we just make it a lump, back up and just make it a lump sum that we each give, say, $250 each?
Okay.
That's fine.
Is that?
$1,250 is fine, yeah.
Is that all right?
$250 from each council district.
That's fine.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Vinson, give $250 from each councilman account. Any discussion? Ms. Diva?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Thank you, Jane, for
quite well.
Thank you for your work.
Do you vote yes, Sam?
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
$1,250.
City of Lewis?
Yes, City of Lewis. Oh, yes. This is a good program. They're asking for
Bethany. We don't allow 4,000? Them to smoke in Bethany Beach anymore. We're not allowed to smoke in Bethany. Well, the boardwalk, you can't smoke
Lewis
in the beach.
But Lewis is number one. So let's hear about, what is it now?
4,000 is their request.
Uh-huh.
A lot of cigarettes.
Does anybody need any kind of explanation? I think we've got a councilwoman here.
Come on down. You got George, 3 minutes, darling.
George might want to limit
like
you.
A lot of money, but you've got to tell people that they can't smoke.
They tell them in school.
You've got to have a place for their cigarette butts.
Well, that's a good way of raising money. Hey, your officers are pick them up and start to light up.
Oh, no, no.
Well, Joan Lewis is in here. How much are you going to give Joan?
I'm going to be very generous and give Lewis $2,000.
I'll second that motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion to second $2,000 from Mrs. Deaver's account to the City of Lewis. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Victory and praise.
I'm going to go to Lewis and smoke. Have a cigarette written, Lewis.
Who was that letter written to, Ms.
It
Webb?
It was Ms. Deaver.
Was it written to me?
Yes.
I didn't realize it was my district.
Well, you had put it on.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Because okay. It's a good program. It's for school supplies for children.
How much would you like to give?
$250.
Second.
I have a motion to second. Give $250 from Ms. Deaver's account to Victory and Praise Worship Center for a back-to-school celebration. There's no comments. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sussex Central Wrestling Boosters.
I'll kick in 100. Mr. Wilson, do you want to give them some?
I'll give them 100.
100 from Mr. Wilson?
Second motion.
A motion and a second to give $200, 100 from Mr. Wilson, 100 from Mr. Phillips to the Sussex Central Wrestler Boosters. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Any additional business, Mr. Guy? There are not. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
There are none to introduce.
Does council have any additional business?
No.
Not, I'll entertain a motion to go in an executive session for pending potential litigation, land acquisition. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.